This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If you live in or around Bridgewater, Plymouth, or Mount Tabor, you probably already know this, but those three towns account for a remarkably high percentage of traffic tickets issued in Vermont. I mean, really high. Together, just those three towns make up a quarter of all the tickets. Compare that to not only the population of those communities, quite low, but the traffic going through them, significant, but by no means the highest, and a pretty simple question starts to emerge. Why? Well, the answer to that question is something VPR investigative reporter Emily Corwin has been trying to track down. Her three stories on this topic are airing this week on VPR, and there's a digital build as well, and she joins me now in the studio. Emily, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, so just how much of an outlier are these three towns?
I mean, quite a bit of an outlier. We're talking Vermont, you know, has a couple hundred towns, and these are three of them making up a quarter of traffic tickets. None of the towns have more than 1,000 people in them. So it's not that these are really populated places. You mentioned that the traffic's significant, but not, you know, excessive, not the most. And, you know, one thing the towns do have in common is that they're on roads that are sort of necessary to get from point A to point B. It's not like a back road where you could choose a more direct route.
Yeah, so people have to drive on these roads.
Correct.
And they are often getting stopped on these roads.
That is right.
Okay, so as I said, the big question, of course, is why? And you've been looking into this. Is there just one answer or is it different for each of the three towns?
There are some shared factors. Each town is unique in its own ways. I sort of think of Plymouth and Bridgewater in the same boat. They both have the same law enforcement, which is the county sheriff, Windsor County Sheriff. And this sheriff's department issues almost three times as many traffic tickets as any other law enforcement in the state, including the state police, who are all over the state. So they obviously issue a lot of tickets. And they're both on, well, they're on Route 4 and Route 100, which I sort of think of as similar because they don't have shoulders. They do have houses on those roads, and both of the roads are not in great condition.
But as you said, also pretty essential roads in both of those cases.
Right, especially Route 4. That's right.
So what happens in those two towns to the revenue that's generated by those tickets?
Right. So both towns spend about $200,000 on their law enforcement contract with the sheriff's department. And both towns make about that amount of money in traffic ticket, especially speeding ticket revenue. And so you ask folks in town, they say, oh, we don't make any profit because it's a wash, which is true. That revenue makes its way to the sheriff's department, as I mentioned, in that $200,000 contract. You know, there's an interesting sort of incentive structure here because technically, according to state law, the sheriff himself gets to take home 5% of every contract. So last year, that's like $10,000. And if you pay attention year over year in a place like Plymouth to the size of the sheriff's contract and also the amount of ticket revenue coming in, they really stay hand in hand and they're growing. And so, you know, why that's happening, I don't know, but there's definitely a relationship between how much revenue a town can make from traffic tickets in a place like Plymouth, Bridgewater, and then how much they're willing to spend on law enforcement.
And did you get to talk to the sheriff?
I did.
And what did he tell you?
He has, you know, very good points for why one would want to be enforcing the speed on these roads. You know, the obvious point is, like, if you are speeding, you're breaking the law. Another thing he said is, and I believe him given the people I've talked to, they rarely write tickets for anything less than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. So you have to be legitimately speeding to get one of these tickets. And another, you know, point that he made is that these, you know, a place like Plymouth or Bridgewater, you've got, you know, especially in Bridgewater, less so in Plymouth, you've got people, you know, using the road to get from here to there as pedestrians, cyclists, and you know, if people are really speeding and people in town feel like they're not safe, that affects quality of life for residents.
So that's Plymouth and Bridgewater. And as you said, they share a sheriff and mm-hmm. they share some similarities. What's happening in Mount Tabor?
Mount Tabor is interesting. They have their own law enforcement officer, a single paid law enforcement officer, Nelson Tift. And he, unlike these other two towns I talked about, he's actually, like, making quite a bit of revenue for the town. His salary is $20,000 a year. That's for about 30 hours, up to 30 hours of speed enforcement a week. And And he's making seven times his salary in traffic ticket revenues.
And he gets to keep that money?
No. He does not keep the money. That he's bringing in seven times that in revenues, which goes to the town. And now, the town of Mount Tabor is tiny. 255 people live in Mount Tabor. And so, you know, when you crunch the numbers, you look at what they're spending on law enforcement, you look at what their total budget is, the revenue, they're basically reducing their tax burden by 25% with the speeding ticket and other traffic ticket revenues. And, you know, if you sort of compare them to the other states, the other towns in the state, they rank as like among the very lowest municipal tax rates in the state. So it's obviously having an effect.
Okay, so, you know, you mentioned that there are these three towns that are outliers, and so there's that question of why, but mm-hmm. there's also what you said that, you know, nobody's being stopped for going 1 or 2 miles over the speed limit. You actually have to legitimately be speeding. So is the problem that the speed limit is set too low, or is it just, you know, like, look, drive the speed limit and you won't have a problem. No story, we're done here.
So it's a really good question. And I think, you know, they're looking at how speed limits are set in Vermont. I think that is playing a part here. When the Agency of Transportation gives guidance to towns on how to set speed limits, they make a really big point out of the fact that if you set a speed limit below what a reasonable person thinks is reasonable to drive, they will not abide by the speed limit. The only way to get people to abide by it is to use heavy enforcement. And they even like spell out that that means that you are, you know, ticketing people who are otherwise law-abiding citizens. And in every single one of these towns, the argument can be made that the speed limit is too low. In Mount Tabor in particular, you can see that the state's engineering study specifically, you know, lays out that, you know, 55 would probably be the most reasonable speed limit there. 60 would be backed up by the engineering study.
And speed limit is?
45. And that's because a traffic committee was willing to be influenced by the town, which, you know, wanted a lower speed limit for perhaps legitimate reasons. But they've since, you know, in Mount Tabor, since that speed limit was set at 45, they've made $2 million in traffic ticket revenue just to the town, a town of 255 people. So you do have to ask, is the state's transportation committee making the right decisions when they're setting speed limits below what the evidence seems to support?
Okay, but what appetite is there for change now? I mean, is anything likely to change?
Yeah, I don't know. Things that would be easy to make change, you could put one of these radar speed feedback signs up. They cost about $5,000. They're very effective, except for the most brazen of speeders. People will slow down when they see that they're speeding. That could help. Something a town could choose to do is issue warnings. Don't issue that ticket the first time. I suspect a lot of the towns that aren't making a lot of money are doing that. So, you know, there are things that you could do.
All right. Well, we're going to keep looking into it because Emily Corwin has been looking at all of this. And by the way, if you're interested, Emily and Noah and others at VPR have put up a whole interactive website where you can actually figure out how many tickets were issued in your town. It's really cool. Go to VPR.net and click on the Watch Your Speed article. Emily Corwin is VPR's investigative reporter and editor. Thanks very much, Emily.
Thanks, Jay.